Welcome to Insights into Insurance from the A-Team at Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.
It's a Saturday morning. That means it is time for our Insights into Insurance program here on 1450 KATE. Mike Whitus, as usual, in studio with me as well across the microphone, Tom Sorensen from Americana Insurance. Good morning to you, Tom.
Hey, good morning, Mike.
It looks like it's going to be a gorgeous Saturday before that cold front comes in, so we'll take today.
Yeah. I don't think there's any football to watch today, though.
No, it was disappointing Gopher game last week, so we're not even talking football. I was at the game, and it was not pretty.
Yeah, well, you didn't cheer loud enough.
No, I did. The problem is there was so much sleet coming down, you couldn't see the other side of the field. They had to cover your eyes. So
yeah,
we started out well, didn't end so well.
Yeah, I know. But you know what? They had a great season. Well, their season isn't done yet. Hopefully, they do well in the bowl game that they play.
Let's get a big bowl game. I won't be going to the Rose Bowl. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
Let's jump in. We did have a listener email. It says, "Hello, Insights into Insurance. I am a first-time home buyer, and my mortgage company, easy for you to say,
yeah,
mortgage
right.
company is asking me if I want to buy mortgage protection life insurance for my loan. Is this something I can shop around for, or do I have to buy it through them?" And this comes in from Renee.
Yeah, Renee, excellent question, like always. I can't just say yes, no, maybe on this. So I'm going to have to go through this, like usual, Mike, and talk about some things. First of all, Renee is not talking about title insurance, okay, where people, if they don't have at least 20% down or, into their loan that the bank forces them to have title insurance. You know, that's not what this is talking about. This is basically life insurance protecting the loan,
okay,
is what it is. Okay, so I would suggest to weigh out some options, okay? First of all, do you need to buy the life insurance through them that's got your loan? I would say probably not, because I don't think that can be required to do that. And if you would want to go buy somewhere else that insurance, I'm guessing that it could. Now, sometimes the lender will put that as part of their payment for in the loan.
Okay.
That can
it's
be kind of
like your taxes, and you can escrow them.
Yep. So that can happen too. So, okay. Just like they do with vehicles, sometimes they put life and disability credit, coverage on vehicles if people want that, to pay off the loan if they were to die or get disabled. Well, anyway, so I would consider, Renee, you might want to look at mortgage protection versus term life insurance, okay? Now, your lender probably isn't able to sell the term life insurance or offer that. For one thing, it's probably not in their best interest. Okay, the lender is looking at covering themselves. Okay,
because they're putting out the money,
right,
and they want to make sure that loan is going to be covered properly, that the payments, monthly payments, are going to be. And if there's someone in default and doesn't make those payments, how can we go back?
Well, and that's one of those things. Their protection is, well, they can get the house back.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But if somebody dies, that's what where if somebody passes away, then they would get paid off their loan.
Okay.
All right. So is it really protecting the client, or is it protecting the bank? It would be protecting the bank mostly. Okay. But, hopefully not leaving anybody a big bill to pay off the house. But again, if she's single and that, I'm guessing
some variables there.
Variables are there. Yeah. So mortgage protection, when we're talking about mortgage protection, life insurance, the pros of it is no medical exams or underwriting. Okay. Anyone can qualify for that coverage, and mortgage is paid off fully if death occurs. Okay. Those are the pros. The cons to that policy or that coverage is death benefit is paid to the mortgage lender. Okay? There is no beneficiaries, so other than the lender.
Okay.
Okay. It decreases in value as you pay down your mortgage. Okay. And then normally the cost stays the same throughout the policy period. So when I say that example, let's just say a loan starts out at $100,000 and now your mortgage is at $70,000. Okay. So if you were to die, it's not going to pay $100,000, it's going to pay the $70,000, okay? But your cost of that insurance is still going to remain the same throughout its life.
Okay.
Okay? So you're actually, it's like a decreasing benefit life insurance policy is what we call those. Beneficiaries have no access to the benefit, okay? The
it's
lender
strictly
does.
Between it's between the lender and the person that signed on the dotted line.
Exactly. So the cost per dollar of insurance of coverage is usually higher, okay, than a term life policy, okay? Unless you bought a term life policy that you had been rated up quite significantly because of health issues, okay?
Okay.
So that could, when I say normally or usually, the dollar per coverage is high. So if you bought $100,000 of mortgage protection and $100,000 of term life, normally the mortgage protection is going to cost a lot more.
Okay.
Because it's not underwritten.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Cannot use coverage for anything else such as other debt, burial expenses, or any other expenses. Okay.
It strictly has to pay back that house loan.
That's it.
Okay.
Can buy more coverage and longer terms than what your mortgage amount is. Excuse me, I need to say that that's for term life.
Okay.
I put that in the wrong area there, Mike. I'm sorry.
No.
So the term life, the pros are you can buy more coverage and longer terms than what your mortgage amount is, okay? So if you want to cover your mortgage and other expenses or leave money for beneficiaries to whatever your needs are, okay, you can buy more insurance than just the value of the loan.
With the term life policy.
With a term life policy. Okay. Plus, it doesn't decrease in value. Your death benefit isn't going to decrease over time. It's going to remain the same. Okay. The other pros is that term life is more flexible. The death benefit is paid to beneficiaries. Okay. So if you name so-and-so a beneficiary and, and if you say, okay, well, you can pay off the mortgage with this, but, you know, things like that, that's what they can do with that, or pay for burial expenses, or they can take money and, because that person, we don't know who that the beneficiary is. It could be
right.
Kids, it could be spouse, it could be whoever, okay? Renee sounds like maybe she's a, I don't know, I shouldn't say this, but she's first-time home buyer. Maybe she's buying this on her own is what it sounds like.
She could have been renting and just felt that
right.
Now was the
well,
time to buy.
Well, in the future, maybe she's going to get married or something like that, where now this term life policy is in force where she can name her spouse or children or whoever as beneficiaries. Coverage can be used for debt, burial expenses, and other expenses, basically what I just said. Term amount of insurance stays the same, unlike mortgage protection insurance. Again, it doesn't decrease over time. Example, mortgage protection insurance, once you pay off that loan as it's going down, so does the coverage, okay?
On the insurance side.
Right.
Okay.
Lower premiums per dollar worth of coverage, okay? The cons to term life. It requires possibility of health screening and underwriting. I say possibilities because there is sometimes where there's enough where if it's a low enough face value, they might not require a health screening or as much underwriting on a term life policy.
Tom, I'll give you a quick example here. So, for example, if I'm buying a house or Renee and this and we don't know all of the background on Renee,
right.
What exactly. So there are some variables in there. But if I understand you right, at least if I was going to go out and buy something, I probably would lean towards the term life because the death benefit, the way I look at it, it's going to pay to the beneficiaries where then they can go and pay that loan off.
Right. So in other words, if you don't do term life, you're buying a policy that you're really actually paying for that.
For to the protect bank, the lender.
To protect the bank.
All right.
Okay.
We're on the same page.
Yep, then. Yep.
All right. Let's take a quick break, Tom. We're going to talk more about getting into life insurance maybe as a Christmas present because we're under 3 weeks before we hit the Christmas time here. So let's take a quick break. We come back. We'll talk more with Tom Sorensen and Americana Insurance on our Insights into Insurance program here on KATE.
'Twas the night before Christmas when a mouse chewed on a wire, frying himself and starting a fire. The fire spread to the tree, which burst into flame, burning the presents, both the good and the lame.
A sweater? Yuck!
But the fire trucks rescued the kids' dad and mama, and thank goodness they had insurance with Americana. Bet you never saw that coming.
Wishing you a merry and safe Christmas. Your friends at Americana Insurance in Albert Lea.
Welcome back to our Insights into Insurance program on KATE 1450. Mike Whitus along with Tom Sorensen from Americana Insurance. I'll get it. I'm just stumbling in today. Tom, we mentioned before we went on break, life insurance as a Christmas present. Good or bad?
Well, Mike, nothing says happy holidays quite like life insurance, does it?
Okay, maybe not. However, there are a few things we might want to consider on
this. Okay. Some ideas that I can throw out there, okay, maybe for the grandparents or aunts and uncles, or parents.
Right.
A great way to leave a legacy with your family members. Example, a grandchild. Even though the child won't be too excited to receive this as a present now, but later on in life, he or she will be very thankful that you bought this policy and you will leave a great legacy by doing so.
The question is, why would you want to do it now when...
Right, as they're a child. For one thing, the big thing is right now they are probably insurable unless they have some sort of health issue. But, the younger you are, probably usually the more insurable you are.
Right.
Okay, and less costly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Buy a policy now that is a permanent policy or a convertible policy. Looking at buying a policy that can be creased at different steps in their life or can be converted to a life policy that can make more sense to them in the future in their life needs, okay? It can start calculating cash value now. What if the child becomes uninsurable in the future? Guess what? They can always fall back onto this policy that, let's just say, grandpa and grandma bought them. And they're going to say, oh, thank God I at least got that. Okay.
And is it typically the age of 18, Tom, or is it set? You can set?
No, you can you can get a life insurance on a new birth child.
Yeah, what I'm saying is if they wanted to cash in on that policy, is there age limits that they can actually touch upon?
The age limits, I don't think there is probably an age limit. I guess I shouldn't probably answer that right now. I would have to check into that further of when they can use the cash value now or cash value when they can.
Right.
I know that, I'm sure if it's building cash value and there's some money there and if they want to cancel out the policy, they could probably use it for college or something. We're never supposed to say anything like using life insurance cash value as a financial savings account. So,
right.
So I got to watch myself there. So,
yep.
Just so you know.
And really, the child won't be too excited, but later on in life, they're going to be thankful that you actually did this.
This is what my father-in-law did. He did this for his grandchildren. My children's grandpa is gone now, but they can see what he did for them, and this is a piece that they can take with them as part of his legacy to them, okay? So, example, right now, my son just got a letter in the mail that he can add more insurance to this,
mm-hmm,
without underwriting, Okay. Yeah. So, and as in his life, there is going to be steps like that that he can do with this. Okay.
I have it out on my children as well. Yep. They don't realize that there actually is some insurance coverage there, but
one day they will.
When they want to take over the premium amount.
Yep.
And it's something that, you know, you can only buy so many little toys and gadgets, and this is really a show of love.
It is.
That'll last a lifetime.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes.
Tom, you finished up your Christmas open house. I noticed you have a little bit more girth around you.
Sugar plums and whatever. What is it? How does that say? Sugar plums and whatever dancing in my head.
Yeah, the partridge in the pear tree.
Yeah, there. Oh, boy. Between you and me, we can't think very well today. But anyway, I've had plenty of goodies. We had a great turnout, a lot of prize drawing, people putting in for prize drawings and that. And we will be contacting those people of who won.
And as always, we want to thank Renee for sending in that listener email today.
Yes.
If they have questions, they can always give Americana Insurance a call at 377-2000, or like Renee did, send you an email.
Exactly, to insights@americanainsurance.com. Or they can go to our website and look us up and see what we got going on, americanainsurance.com.
Happy holidays to one and all. Make sure you stop into Americana Insurance and take a look at that life insurance
policy.
That's
right, Mike. And right now we got a lot of Christmas parties going on. Please be careful.
That's Tom Sorensen with Americana Insurance. I'm Mike Whitus. That'll wrap up our Saturday edition of Insights into Insurance here on KATE.
You've been listening to Insights into Insurance from the Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.